No matter if you're taken in the draft or during free agency, on your first day of training camp, you only have rookie listed by your name.
So I was so excited because I was talking to the Cardinals for free agency, and then I see this Ohio number call, and I was like, oh, the Browns have a pick next. And then they called me like, yeah, we just drafted you. Sitting on the couch, and I was a wreck. I mean, it was a bunch of emotions. I was happy, excited. It was just a relief. It was a good feeling.
One of the coaches from Cleveland said, hey, Scooby, how are you? We just drafted you. And he's like, oh, okay.
ESPN's running around, and they're trying to film him and do his thing. So it was exciting.
I think a lot of teams are going to wish they picked him when it comes time. But now the dog pound's got him, so that's a good thing.
Out of way, Scooby. Out of way, Scooby. Good job, Scooby. Scooby, nice job. Scooby, nice job. Scooby, out of baby. Out of baby. Out of way. Out of way.
The thing I'm most excited about playing in Cleveland is probably just to see the fans in full force and be playing in that stadium. We had practice there a few weeks ago, and I couldn't imagine what it's like being on that. And it's sold-out crowd and big game.
Drafted in the fifth round, Spencer Drango accompanied fellow Baylor teammate and first-round draft pick Corey Coleman onto the 90-man roster. He also now trains next to one of the players that sets the standard for all offensive linemen in the NFL.
The phone call was kind of a blur. I remember hearing Coach Jackson's voice saying, hey, we're going to, you know, this is Coach Jackson with the Cleveland Browns. We're going to select you with the 168th pick. It was a pretty short phone call. You know, at least it went short to me. It could have been a couple minutes, but to me it was over in an instant. It's always that dream when you're growing up watching. It's like, I want to be there. And then you start to look at all the numbers because I'm a finance guy, and I kind of look at the numbers and the percentages and the odds. And you're like, well, you know, maybe not. I can get as far as I can. And then once you realize you can beat the odds, so to speak, it's kind of a cool feeling. All the guys there are open and willing to help. You know, you go through a drill outside and it's not quite right and you're having trouble, you know, they'll help you work through it, you know, here, try this and this. Or on a play, you know, they're there communicating with you and everything. For a rookie coming in, it was really, really cool experience to meet Joe for the first time. He's one of the best left tackles in the league, if not the best. You know, hopefully future first round Hall of Famer. And, you know, just to have that resource there and him willing to share his knowledge with me is unbelievable.
In a game full of flashy stars, a quiet and unassuming man might be overlooked. But the versatility and ability to make plays when it counts earned Joe the Show Schobert a fourth round pick.
My mom was definitely have plan B, have plan C, all the way down to Z, like have all these plans laid out, but like, I'm not going to tell you no to chasing your dream. I think my dad, he coached me in all my sports when I was a little kid all the way up to high school. He always kind of believed in me, and he said nobody really pushed him when he was a kid to try to be their best in sports, so he wanted to make sure that if I wanted to do it, he was going to make sure that I took advantage of all my opportunities, and I think definitely my parents were very supportive. The veterans aren't like competitive in terms of making you do everything by yourself. Like they're helpful. They want you to do the best because when you're doing your best, you're pushing them to be better and you're making the whole team better as a result. And I think every day we go out with that mindset, especially in the linebacker room. The reason I'm most excited to be in Cleveland is with Coach Jackson, kind of the environmental turnaround that has been experienced here, I think is exciting to be a part of. And Cleveland's a lot like Milwaukee, kind of where I grew up, blue collar city, right on the Great Lake, lots expected of people to work hard and kind of go about their business and not complain. It's just an exciting place to be.
One player no stranger to hard work is Sean Coleman. After battling leukemia and winning, Sean went on to have a successful football career at Auburn and was drafted in the third round by the Browns.
My whole draft day experience was incredible. I was able to have all of my family there.
We actually watched the draft at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is where Sean was treated for leukemia back in 2010 through 2012.
When I first got the call, it was very unexpected, but you know, when I found out it was Cleveland, I was very, very excited. My whole family was excited. They huddled around me. It was just an awesome time for me. It's definitely my dream job to, you know, just get up and go out there and play a game that I love. So, you know, I'm definitely grateful for it and, you know, just blessed to be here.
there's always been something very different about Sean, very unique. He's always been a very determined person. Playing football at 5, you could see it. Perseverance has always been in there for him.
Through training camp and things like that, I'm going to have myself prepared for Sundays and to be able to go get some of the best of the best. And I'm going to give my all every single Sunday, and I'm going to try to, you know, be the most successful player that I can be. The reason I'm most excited to play in Cleveland is because this is a division that has a lot of competition, and we're playing against big-time guys, and, you know, I'm just a competitive guy and love going against, you know, the best players.